So let's go ahead and get started with our first session here in the basic creation training class, The Bible in Time. And what we're going to talk about here in this first session is, did God use evolution? What a topic. Did God use evolution? Well, why is that so important? Well, today there's an awful lot of Christian leaders and Christians sitting in churches today that believe God used evolution. Another way of saying this is, well, maybe God could have used evolution. Well, that's a wrong statement for any Christian to be making. God could have used evolution. Now, why is that a wrong statement? Well, here's the reason. It's not a matter of what God could have done. It's a matter of what did he do? And what he did is in the Bible. And there we have our first problem. As Christians, we're too often not starting with the Bible. We're just going with what we have heard somebody else say. We need to have discernment. We need to start with God's Word. Check everything against God's Word. So it's not a matter of what God could have done. So let's take a look at this. To help us understand this whole question, did God use evolution? I'd like to look at five different criteria that help us draw a firm conclusion. Did God use evolution or not? So our first criteria will be, why do so many Christians want to believe God used evolution? Our second criteria will be, what does the Bible have to say about God and creation? That should be our starting point right there. Unfortunately for many, it is not. Our third session will be, what is evolution? What does evolution really mean? And our fourth criteria will be, if evolution is true, how do we fit it in the Bible? How much of the Bible do we really have to change in order to clearly understand what God is telling us? And criteria number five will be something called logic. We'll look at the logic of this statement, did God use evolution? So let's get started with criteria number one. Why do so many Christians, including many Christian leaders, want to believe God used evolution? Well, there's quite a few reasons why some of these people want to believe God used evolution. Many have been led to believe that the scientists have proven evolution is true. Well, that's a pretty hard thing to do since evolution happened in the past and we don't see it happening today. But many people have been led to believe the scientists have really proven evolution true. So now they have to figure out, how do we fit evolution into the Bible? And the second reason is, some are just unstudied on the issue and they'll just go out and accept whatever the majority wants to believe. So it ends up being kind of a consensus theology with this group. Another reason is, some want to appeal to be more like the world. In other words, they think they're appealing to be more intellectual by believing in evolution rather than the plain reading of God's Word. Other reasons, some are trying to reinvent the church to be more like the culture. This is where we get our whole ideas of postmodernism or the emergent church. Let's not go with the hard doctrines. We don't even talk about so much the doctrines. We just want to reinvent it, make it easy for everybody to come to church and be happy. This is what we refer to a lot of times as the seeker-friendly church. Let's not offend anybody out there. Many believe God used evolution because it's all they've ever been taught. All they've ever been taught in school. Not only public schools, but unfortunately, our Christian universities and some of our Christian schools are teaching God used evolution. And finally, some just don't believe this is an issue at all and will just go along with whatever anybody says because it's just not important to them. Now, these are some of the reasons people have bought into the idea that God used evolution. So now let's go to part two, criteria number two. In our evaluation, did God use evolution? And this is, what does the Bible teach about God and creation? Now, one of the things we're going to see is that there is a consistent message throughout the entire Bible that God created all things. Let's start with Genesis 1. Genesis 1 clearly teaches God created all things. And we can turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Now here we are in the Ten Commandments. Now what that means is God wrote this down on the stone tablets himself. And what did God write? For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. So right there in the Ten Commandments, God wrote down that he created all things. We can go to Isaiah 42, verse 5. God created all things and he stretched the heavens out. So he created everything in them and stretched the heavens out. Jeremiah 32, 17. Ah, Lord God, thou hast created heaven and the earth by thy great power. And it goes on to say, nothing is too hard for him. Are we starting to see a consistent message here? Well, then we can go to Nehemiah, first chapter 9, verse 6. He made the heavens and everything in them. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. God made everything. Nothing has been made that has not been made by him. There's the Gospel of John. The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 15. God made all things. Ephesians 3 and 9. God who created all things, now get this, through Jesus Christ. In other words, the Bible teaches Jesus Christ is the creator of all things. Colossians 1, 16. For by him all things were created. Now, does the word all mean all? Absolutely. Because in this verse, it also says the things that are visible and the things that are not visible. That includes everything. We can go to Hebrews 11, 3. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed or made by the word of God. And finally, we can even go to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. God made all things. We see throughout the entire Bible references to God's creation and that he is the creator of all things. This is not some obscure doctrine. It is easy to read, easy to understand, and it's throughout the entire Bible. It is not an obscure doctrine. Nowhere, absolutely nowhere in the Bible does it teach God used evolution. You cannot find that in the Bible. Now, the Bible even goes one step further. This is good news. This is great. It not only tells us that God's the creator of all things, it tells us how he created everything. Well, that's amazing. Well, how did he create everything? Well, one, we can go to Genesis chapter 1 again, and we see the phrase, and God said. In other words, he spoke it into existence by his great power. In the first chapter of Genesis, we see the phrase, and God said 10 times. It's so obvious what he did. But then in Jeremiah 32, 17, tells us he spoke it into existence by his great power. And again, nothing is too hard for him. Psalm 33, verse 6 and 9. He spoke and it all came into existence. We see this consistency. And again, Hebrews 11, 3. The word of God spoke everything into existence. So God spoke it into existence by his great power. He did not need any pre-existing materials. He spoke and it all came to be. Now, why do so many people have trouble understanding that? It's so plain and easy to read. It's because a lot of people have this mindset. If our scientists can't do it, then neither can God. In other words, we're limiting God to our capabilities. Folks, this is called creating God in our image. This is called idolatry. God can do all things. Let's stop limiting him. Let's stick with his word for what he did and stop trying to change it because we don't like what it says. And then we can turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. Here's another whole aspect of this. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it teaches that all scripture is God-breathed. That includes the scriptures where it says God created all things. It also includes the scriptures where it said God spoke everything into existence by his great power. Now, a question, does God breathe error? Because if God breathes error, folks, and makes mistakes, then is he really worthy of our worship? See, there's the key. Who is our God? Can he really communicate to us, or does he not know how to communicate his word to us? I believe when we read scripture, it says consistently, he is the creator of all things. That includes the stars, the galaxies, all the planets, and all life forms. That leaves no room for evolution anywhere in the Bible.